This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Treatment Room Podcast. I'm your host, Tessa Zolli. I am a licensed esthetician, acne specialist, and NASM certified health and nutrition coach. And today I am bringing you the fall edition of the Treatment Room Podcast. I want to do an episode dedicated to fall and supporting your healthiest skin possible through these colder months ahead. I know some people can really struggle in the summer, and some people really struggle in the winter with their skin. And I see challenges with really, you know, both the warmer and colder months. I think in the summertime, we're working against the heat, humidity, sun. It's easier to have pigmentation. We're producing more oil and bacteria on the skin, which can be really hard for acne sufferers. But then come fall and winter, we have a whole new set of challenges. We have colder temperatures, we have lower humidity levels, we can have really extreme wind or even snow. And then on top of that, indoors, of course, we're trying to warm ourselves up. So we're using a lot more artificial heat. We're taking longer, hotter showers and baths. We're cranking up the heat in our cars. We might have the oven on. All of these things that can really pull moisture out of the skin. And I think all different skin conditions can struggle in the fall, winter because of this challenge with holding on to moisture. I think if you have really compromised skin, dry or sensitive skin, if you are already struggling to hold on to moisture and then you're kind of hit with this extreme cold, low humidity levels, you may have a really hard time keeping your barrier healthy so that it can protect you from all of these extreme elements. If you are pigmentation prone, we know that dryness is actually a trigger for the pigmentation inflammation cascade. This is something I learned later in my career, but it's actually easier to pigment, especially if you are prone to pigment, when you have dry skin. If you are acne prone, we know one of the main root causes of acne is retention hyperkeratosis. This is a predisposition to excess skin cell shedding in the follicle. Say that five times fast. It basically means you're producing skin cells at a rate that is five times higher than a non-acneic person. So if you just think of all these little skin cells piling up in your very tiny pore, which is about the size of a single hair, that eventually creates an impaction. It's inflamed, and eventually it leaks or ruptures in the follicle. It blows out, and then you have an acne lesion. So for acneic people, it's also very important to maintain proper moisture levels. And no matter your skin type, it's so important to have an exfoliating routine, especially through these colder months. I do think people can struggle with this, especially if you don't have professional guidance, because you don't know how much is too much. And this can really depend on the person. It can depend on how healthy the skin is. But at the end of the day, I think having a proper exfoliating routine that works for your skin type and maintaining proper moisture levels and protecting that epidermis, those are really some of the keys to having healthy skin through the winter. I want to go ahead and get into some of my tips that I wrote down. Hopefully I can get through all of these. If not, I will do a part two. But I think all of these tips really tie into what I'm talking about in terms of preserving your skin health. I wanted to start with talking about lip care because I think lips are very often overlooked, and they also happen to be the most delicate tissue of the face. This is a really thin tissue, and it goes through a lot throughout the day, whether we are licking our lips or brushing our teeth or we're going outside in extreme cold, low humidity levels and temperatures. Even when we go to sleep, we lose moisture in the body, and overnight you can lose a lot of water in your skin and in your lips. So it's really important to replenish them. And I think this should be part of our daily skincare routine. Like, I think we should have a little skin routine for our lips and do it hopefully once, if not twice per day. I do have a little lip ritual that I want to share with you. I also just posted a reel on my Instagram if you want to see me walk you through this process. But when it comes to lips, I think exfoliation is really key. And I think so many of us really never even think about exfoliating the lips. My favorite way to do this that is essentially free, if you have a washcloth or a towel hanging around your house or your apartment, take a little washcloth, get it damp, and then I just rub it somewhat vigorously around my lips. Jan Marini actually shared this tip with me. She says she does this every single day, and now I try to do it every single day, but you can really tell it brings fresh blood flow and fresh new baby skin cells to the surface of the skin, helps to boost collagen, and just keeps that tissue young and healthy. And it helps to remove that dead skin cell buildup that we really can accumulate throughout the days or weeks or months or years if you've never exfoliated your lips. So that is step one. And everything you do afterwards will be so much more effective if you do that step. Step number two is to actually treat the lips and apply a targeted treatment product or serum that is specifically for the lip area or something hydrating. You could certainly use a hydrating serum that you use for your face, but I think we can just get in the habit of only using occlusives, like only using Aquaphor or a chapstick. And we want to remember with occlusives, they are too big of a molecule to penetrate and affect change in the lip tissue itself. They're really just protecting the lips. They're like a little sealant, but it's really not enough to keep that tissue as optimal as it should be. My favorite treatment product for the lips is hands down my Lip Serum. This contains sea buckthorn oil and corneotherapy peptides to really keep that tissue healthy and conditioned, and it just feels like a little slice of heaven. I quite literally have a lip slip next to me. I have one on almost every surface in my house. I have two in my bathroom, one on my bedside table, one by my desk, because you got to be replenishing and treating the lips throughout the day. You can even apply lip slip up to 4 times a day, and that is what is recommended for optimal results in terms of supporting your natural lip contour, supporting the tissue, fighting fine lines and wrinkles. And our lips, they really go through a lot of movement as well when we are talking or smiling. So it definitely is an area that can age quite quickly, and we want to make sure we're giving it the support it needs. After my serum, I love to use an occlusive. I do love an occlusive. It's just that it's not It's not the main event. It's not the main treatment, but you should use one around the lips because this area is very prone to dryness. So especially before bed, after I've done my lip slip, I will apply my occlusive product, my personal favorite that I think I'm going to be referencing throughout this episode is the Glymed Plus Cell Protection Balm. I have it linked always in my Instagram Glymed storefront, but I'll also have it linked and everything I talk about linked in the show notes. It is such a wonderful occlusive balm because it's not just the petrolatum. It also contains a lot of beneficial botanicals such as yeast beta-glucan, which is ideal for healing or inflammation. I actually love this product for anyone who struggles with eczema because it is just truly a game changer. You will notice a difference overnight in terms of inflammation and any discomfort. So Glymed Cell Balm is my ride or die. I've been using this product probably for 5 years. I think I use it every single day, and I've never found an occlusive quite as reparative and emollient as this one. So I'm just obsessed. It's something I've got to have on me at all times. Okay, my next tip, somewhat similar to the lips, but a little bit beyond that. So I notice as an acne specialist, the number one area people tend to get irritated is generally around their mouth and around their nose. So we want to make sure we are treating the area around the nose and the lips because this is also a very fragile and thin skin. So the point I wanted to make here is that I want you to be able to use the actives that you need to use to correct any skin conditions that bother you. You really can't stay ahead of acne or correct skin issues if you stop using your actives or use them minimally, like, you know, twice a week during the dry months. Actives are really something that you'll get the best results out of if you can use them consistently, hopefully every single night or 5, 6, 7 nights a week. So one little strategy and secret that I wanted to pass on to you is if you struggle with using your actives because just that area around the lips and the nose gets irritated, you want to do this. You want to make sure you are area treating your delicate areas first. You can treat with moisturizer or an occlusive like Glymed Plus Cell Balm, and you would just apply that around the area. Maybe you've applied a hydrating serum, and then you go ahead and area treat those delicate areas. You can then go ahead and use your retinol or your AHA serum, whatever you use for your active product. And because you have area treated, that will help to create a little barrier around that sensitive skin. This is something we used to do in esthetician school. Before we would do peels, we would always ask our clients if they had any areas that were prone to dryness or irritation, and we would usually put a little occlusive in that area. So if you struggle with that type of irritation, please try that and let me know if it helps, because if the rest of your face is more resilient and it needs those actives for cell turnover and oil management and all of the things, you don't want to not treat those areas just because you're worried about one small little fragile area. My third tip for you, and this is something that I think most skin types can do, my tip is to incorporate glycolic acid. So glycolic acid is one of my absolute favorites. It is an AHA that is derived from sugarcane, And I know a lot of people think of scrubs when they think of exfoliation. Exfoliation does not have to mean physical beads on the skin. It can, of course, be chemical exfoliation. And glycolic acid belongs to the category of chemical exfoliants. So it works by exfoliating the skin and dissolving dead skin cells and oils. What is so cool about glycolic acid, especially for the fall and winter, is that not only does it exfoliate, not only does it help to boost collagen production, but it also helps to support skin moisture. And this is really unique for an acid or an exfoliating type of product. You can also get this benefit from lactic acid, which I think is great for hypersensitive skin types. But I personally love glycolic if you are able to use it. Glycolic acid does work by removing that top layer of skin cells without the need for scrubbing, which may cause irritation. And it's something I generally don't recommend because you can be micro tearing the skin. And when it comes to glycolic acid specifically, studies show that glycolic acid significantly increases skin's hydration. So if you are somebody who feels chronically dry during the winter, what you don't want to do is not exfoliate because you're scared it's going to make it worse. If you have done that in the past and felt too dry, it's possible it wasn't the right product for you, it wasn't the right type of acid for you, or perhaps you went too hard too fast. Now, if you've never used glycolic acid, if you've never really used active ingredients before, when you start to use a glycolic acid product, you certainly could have a little bit of dryness in the beginning. This is what I call the acclimation phase. And the acclimation phase is not really a testament to how your skin is going to be forever. It really just means we are doing things to change the skin, and thus you're kind of seeing a little bit of a byproduct of that change. So you might see a little bit of dryness initially as your skin adjusts. You might have a little bit of redness or irritation. When that happens, it's a good indication to back off for a couple of days and keep your skin hydrated. Generally, if you struggle with dryness, but you know you need to exfoliate, I think glycolic acid is generally a really great way to go. And it is incredibly universal. It can help to brighten and even skin tone. It can help with mature skin and aging. It's actually great for acneic skin. It helps to dissolve and dislodge that cellular glue that keeps the sticky skin cells and oil and bacteria together in the follicle. So it kind of helps to unglue that cement. So it's actually great for acneic people, but has so many other benefits if you have any concerns around pigmentation, aging, or dry skin as well. Next, let's get into body care, another area that can be so neglected, but I think we've all felt the dryness and just the rough skin that can come from lack of body care in the wintertime. I think the tendency is usually to just keep piling on moisturizer or to rely on oils. And I'd say neither of these are complete body care routines on their own. It's so important to make sure you do have exfoliation on the body and that you're also treating the skin on the body, not just applying moisturizer or an oil that's going to sit on top of the skin. If there were two products I could recommend you for body care, it would be Glymed Plus's Refining Body Scrub and Lotion. Going back to my love for glycolic acid, these are AHA products. The body scrub has AHAs as well as tiny physical jojoba beads. When it comes to the skin on our body, it can definitely withstand a little scrub. And I really do think it's needed to remove some of that thicker dead skin cell buildup that we can get on the bottom of our feet, on our knees, on our hands. I even like to use this scrub on my armpits to help protect against ingrowns. I'll use it on my bikini line, and then I'll make sure I do a little swipe on my back just to help keep any back texture at bay. And I'll make sure I've applied it to my feet and even my hands, and I'll just do a quick little massage on my hands, which can get so dry, especially from all of the hand washing. I like to leave the scrub on for at least a minute, maybe two, if I can be patient and just kind of hang out in the shower. But you will feel an immediate difference after you rinse this off. I then like to go ahead and apply the refining body lotion. The refining body lotion is also very special. I think this is probably the product I really attribute to helping me with my KP. I think using them together is the biggest difference maker, and that's what I would recommend. But I do love applying this body lotion at least every other day. It really helps to keep your skin tone refined and tight and smooth, and gives an amazing base for any kind of spray tan prep. I also notice if I don't do this combination regularly throughout the week, I just start to feel dry and rough and not amazing. So doing this, having this little duo in your bathroom, I think is one of the best things you can do for the skin on your body this winter. And because there's glycolic acid in these products, not only are you helping to remove that superficial bothersome texture, you're also helping to boost your skin's collagen and just keep the skin on our body nice and healthy, because we can invest so much money into our face, but let's think about the whole picture here and make sure we're also treating the body. My next tip is for anybody who struggles with annoying little dry flakes or possibly very tight and dehydrated skin. Another sign of dehydrated skin can be superficial fine lines on the forehead, which are not actually true wrinkles. My first tip that I'm going to throw in here is to make sure you turn down the water temperature in the shower when you are washing or rinsing your face. The fastest way to pull out moisture from your skin is washing your face with hot water. So I know it's hard when it's cold and we all want a warm, cozy shower. I'm okay with that. Just make sure it's not steaming hot, it's not scalding your skin. And when you do come in contact with the water, try to make sure you've turned it down and it's more lukewarm to cool. And then going along with this, I think something that these dry and dehydrated skin types can really benefit from is swapping your morning cleanse for a creamy cleanser like my Undo from Free Skin by Tessa. I see a couple mistakes when it comes to dry skin. The first is not cleansing at all in the morning because you feel dry. Unless your barrier is severely compromised or raw, or a doctor has told you otherwise, it is actually more beneficial for a dry skin type to use a creamy cleanser that's actually going to supply your skin with ceramides and lipids, healthy things for dry skin, and actually lift away those dense skin cell layers, rather than just rinse your face with water where you're not getting the same hydrating benefits and you're actually just initiating transepidermal water loss. You're not really removing those dead skin cells. So if you're in the no morning wash club, I suggest incorporating a creamy cleanser and just watch your skin improve overall.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you are a dry or dehydrated skin type and you are using a cleanser that is extremely foaming or stripping, with the exception of low foam, which is technically a non-soap cleanser, if you are using something stripping like that and you have a dry skin type or a dehydrated skin type, it may not be suited for you to use twice a day, every day. We want to remember that cleansing is really the foundation for your routine, so you want to make sure you have the right cleanser for your skin type. Now, for me personally, I need options for cleansers because my skin is not the same day to day. It can be more normal combo, and sometimes I really like a foaming cleanser. After workouts, I like a foaming cleanser. But just on my general day-to-day in the fall, winter, I personally like to reach for a creamy cleanser. There might be another morning where I know I need a little extra exfoliation, or I have done a workout, maybe I want to use a little BPO cleanser or a glycolic acid cleanser to brighten or dislodge congestion. So I personally, I know it's crazy, but I like to have lots of different options for cleansers so I can make sure I'm using the optimal one for that day. I obviously have the luxury of being an esthetician, so I do have a lot of access to cleansers, but I do think they can last you a while, and it might be nice to have at least two, maybe three options. And if I were to like build you a little capsule cleanser wardrobe, I would suggest having a creamy cleanser, a gentle foaming cleanser, or you could get my reset, which contains a cream cleanser and a gel cleanser. And then I would have an active cleanser, whether it's, again, benzoyl peroxide, maybe it's salicylic acid, maybe it's mandelic acid or glycolic acid. I do think having a treatment cleanser is something everyone should have, and it's actually a really great introduction to professional skincare or just dipping your toe into the world of actives, because cleansers generally will usually have a lower percentage of an active ingredient. And because it is a short contact time versus a serum that you might leave on for longer, it's a nice way to kind of try that active ingredient and get more comfortable with it. I'm going to try to fit all of these in this episode. Please also let me know on my latest post, do you prefer 30-minute podcast episodes or 1 hour? I have a feeling you guys are going to say 1 hour. I think I also like longer episodes in case I'm on a walk or a drive, but would love to know what you think. I think I'm going to throw a poll up on my Instagram at mysdtessa. Back to the tips. Okay, this goes without saying, but obviously we need to up the hydration during the colder months. I recommend doing this whenever you have an opportunity with your skincare routine, because it is just so easy to lose moisture in the colder months. Again, from things like warm or hot water, indoor heat, long showers, opening your oven, heat in the car, all of the things. So how I recommend doing this is using a couple different products to get hydration in at different steps. Sadly, I think just having one or two hydrating products for the winter time is usually not enough. If you really struggle with holding on to moisture, it's a great place to start, but just keep in mind you may need more reinforcement. Again, during the fall and winter, our skin can be a little less forgiving. So having more hydrating and nourishing products in the routine is kind of like a little insurance policy for your barrier health and for being able to continue using your active ingredients. Every single year, I have clients that started in the summer. They're doing great with their actives. And if we have not yet talked about how to prepare their skin for the fall and winter, if they try to make the same routine work in the fall that they were using in the summer, especially if they live somewhere, you know, where the temperature drastically changes. Usually they'll say something like, I'm encountering more irritation, or I'm having more dryness, or all of a sudden I find I can't use my retinol every single night. I have to skip a night. So it is important to try to bolster your routine. I recommend doing this with a few different products. For one, I'm a big hydrating face mask girl. I think these are great because they're so versatile. I like to throw one on before I take a bath, or say I wash my face in the morning. I know I'm going to be kind of just like tinkering around my apartment, making breakfast for a little bit. So for me, that's a great time to do a hydrating face mask. Two of my favorites are the CBD Hydrotherapy Mask from Glymed. This one tastes like a vanilla cupcake. It's just so luxurious and amazing for barrier support. And I also love the Peptide Mask from Glymed that just smells like roses. It has the consistency of like a rose jelly. And both of these masks do not contain exfoliation, so you can really use them as much as you need to support optimal skin hydration levels. I like to use hydrating face masks probably 3 times a week, but I'd say anywhere from 1 to 4 times a week would be great. Something I also like to recommend that maybe is controversial in the skincare world, I feel like a lot of people think of hydrating mists or toners as like the least important thing you could have in your routine. I think especially a lot of dermatologists might see them as like non-essential, kind of fluffy. I would argue, I think they serve a very scientific, pivotal role in a skincare routine, because after we have cleansed our skin is actually the most vulnerable. That's when it's gone through transepidermal water loss. It's losing moisture really quickly. And if I can apply a hydrating toner that is going to impart hydration into the skin when it's vulnerable to dehydration just from being bare, that to me has been one of the biggest things that I think has helped my barrier function. Before I got into professional skincare, I felt like my skin was constantly dry. It was constantly flaking and falling apart. And I think a hydrating toner was something that was really missing that I think has helped me strengthen my skin and just keep it hydrated and luminous and glassy. There are so many good ones out there, but I do love the Skin Recovery Mist and the CBD Mist from Glymed, which I will, of course, link. I'm going to put everything in the exact order I talked about so that you can easily find it in the show notes. I think toners are just also a great tool for balancing the skin, and if you have had heat on the skin, you know, say from your shower, or say you don't have a filter on your water and you're coming in contact with congestive minerals like chlorine or fluoride, I think a toner is a great tool to rebalance skin's pH. And I do like to take a Clean Skin Club towel or a cotton round and just gently remove that toner, which actually does help to remove some of that mineral buildup. Of course, I am also a big advocate of a hydrating serum. I always think you should have a hydrating serum in your routine, whether it's summer, fall, like no matter the season. Hydration is not seasonal. Everyone needs water in the skin, and you need it year round. So a hydrating serum can be the first step, the first thing you put on your skin after a toner. Generally, hydrating serums are very compatible with other serums or active ingredients such as vitamin C, glycolic acid, or retinol. A couple of my favorites are the Hydrogel from Glymed. I love my Complex Serum, and I also love Jan Marini's Regeneration Booster Serum, which is a little bit more lipid-rich than the other two. This contains growth factors, and it's more of like a milky type of serum consistency. I am definitely one to do the most, so I am all about the layers as we get into fall and winter. My skin can lose moisture somewhat easily, so I find if I'm able to layer hydrating serums, this really gives me a nice base so that by the time I put on moisturizer, I'm not so dependent on the moisturizer because I know my skin would just soak that right up. So I like to do something like the CBD mist from Glymed. Then I will apply hydrogel. Then I will apply Complex. And then I will apply my regeneration booster. You definitely don't have to do all of those steps, but I do find having a mix of hydration and lipids and ceramides is really the perfect way to keep my barrier intact because our barrier likes all of those things. It already has those types of similar substances in it, so we really need them to preserve it. Next, let's talk about slugging. Okay, I think slugging can be something that's a little bit scary for acneic people, and it's something where I've kind of heard all different types of things. My personal perspective is that most petrolatum products I've seen on the market are not going to be the cause of anyone's acne. I don't think they are going to congest the skin in and of themselves. That said, if you have active breakouts, if there's congestion underneath the skin, and if you are not interrupting that acne process every single day, or if you are severely acneic or oily, oil could still get trapped in the skin, and layering an occlusive as a sealant over top of that is not going to help you out if you are acneic. So that's that, because anytime I post Glymed Cell Balm, I get questions like, is this acne safe? And yes, it actually technically is. However, if there's active acne, if there's oil, if there's congestion, there's no need to put a sealant over top of that. I wouldn't say you are in the category of people who really need an occlusive or to slug. I would say there's a special category of people who can really benefit from slugging. I do think I am one of them. My skin is very clear. I've been able to manage my acne very successfully, but now I do struggle with dryness. And I do find if I don't layer an occlusive over my moisturizer at least a couple of times a week, I will wake up in the colder months with some flaking patches. I'll just feel really, really tight. So if you are in that group of people where you find you just can't retain moisture, you wake up really dry, you probably need certain lipids and an occlusive to help you retain those hydration levels. You might need an occlusive to lock in moisture since your skin barrier is a little bit defective and it's not doing the world's best job at keeping moisture in the skin. Again, Glymed Plus Cell Balm is my absolute favorite. It's like adult Aquaphor to me. And again, it contains that yeast beta-glucan that's so helpful for inflammation and irritation, which is the root cause of many skin issues. The way I like to use the Cell Balm is just taking a pea-sized amount, and I will either combine this with my moisturizer or just put a thin layer over top my skin. So again, I don't recommend using an occlusive if you have active acne. I think the people who should be slugging are more likely those who are very dry and dehydrated. And of course, there can be acneic individuals who are very dry. What I would suggest instead for you is perhaps area treating those dry areas with moisturizer, or just a little bit of cell balm in areas that are dry if you find you never break out in those areas. Otherwise, something you can do if you are a dry acneic person, I recommend reapplying your moisturizer as needed. That way you won't feel like you have to put on the world's thickest moisturizer that might congest your skin. You can just kind of reapply as needed. And if you're doing this, I actually like to do a spritz of the Hyacin Active Spray just to make sure we are killing any bacteria on the skin, and then you're applying your moisturizer to those dry areas. I do think it's better to reapply moisturizer as needed rather than overdo it again with something that could congest your skin. I wanted to finish with a few little lifestyle tips to just help you really embrace this cozy nesting self-care season. For one, I've really been loving cozy robes. I have been seeing the Jerf Avenue robes everywhere, and I do think they're very hard to get at this point, but I think any cute cozy robe will do. To me, it really signals it's wind down time. And for me, there's no better feeling than finishing the workday feeling accomplished, going on a walk with my dog, coming home, showering, and knowing I have a cozy robe to get into. If I can be comfortable and cozy, I just know I'm going to take my time with the skincare routine. I'm going to feel like I'm in the zone and not like I have to really rush it. I also think you can just really play into fun things that make you feel cozy and at home, possibly investing in some nice non-toxic candles you love, making sure you really enjoy your skincare products so that you're likely to be consistent with your routine. Maybe you get some cozy socks or Uggs, a cute headband to put your hair back when you're doing your skincare routine, a mug that just seems really appealing so you can make a nice organic spearmint tea at bedtime. Whatever you want to do, I think fall is just a time to really nurture ourselves and lean into all of the joy that comes with taking care of yourself. I feel like I love to take care of myself. I love my me time. And I get asked a lot, like, how you can help cultivate confidence. And I really do think there's such a strong connection with self-care and confidence. And it's not to say self-care always equals face masks and things like that, but I just think it's more about the time, energy, and intention that you are putting into filling your own cup and restoring yourself, because we just deal with so much throughout our days and our weeks and our work life and our personal life. You really need a solid foundation and you need that you time. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you've kind of been neglecting yourself, or if I were to ask you, are there things you're doing for yourself right now to actually foster a sense of inner peace and self-love, like, would you have anything to say? If not, I want you to be extra intentional in thinking about what you can do to really make sure you are taken care of. I also wanted to make the point that I think with the days getting shorter, I feel like the days really fly by so quickly. And I know if I feel this way, there are other busy people or busy moms, people with businesses who might be struggling on the self-care end. And there's no shame if that's you and you're realizing like, wow, I really have been neglecting myself, I just want you to have that moment of awareness that it's not always easy to take care of yourself. It is really hard when you're taking care of a lot of other people and you have certain priorities or goals. I think our self-care can easily just fall off the list and it's like, okay, it's the end of the day. I just want to finish what I have to do and maybe just go to bed or take care of the other people in my home. But as the days do get shorter, I want you to think about how you can take the time that you do have to just make sure you have some self-care and some you time in your day. It could be taking an hour before bed to read a book you've heard about and really wanted to try. It could be going for a short 15-minute walk after dinner. It could be saying no to plans and maybe staying in on a weekend if you need to rest and take care of yourself. It's Friday night and I am quite literally in my robe. Just did a full skincare routine. Just got a haircut, made myself a nice cozy dinner, took chai for a walk, and now I'm talking to you guys, which actually really fills my cup. I feel like it wouldn't be me if I didn't bring up food in some way. So I do feel like fall is just a great time to get kind of re-inspired with your nutrition and your meals. I know I'm planning to go to the store this weekend and I was kind of thinking about what I want to get. And I was just feeling like, I've kind of been making the same things on repeat this whole summer, and I'm ready to just try some new things, get some new meals in the rotation. So I did what I suggest to a lot of my clients who are new to nutrition for acne support. One thing that I think can be very helpful, and I want to be careful in how I say this because I'm not one to recommend any specific type of diet, but I do think if you are looking for a way of eating that supports an acne condition, I think one of the easiest search terms you could use is like Whole30 recipes, and possibly considering like egg-free Whole30 recipes or just avoiding recipes with eggs. Some people are sensitive to eggs who struggle with acne. Some people are not. I personally am not at all, but I'd say most of my clientele is. And I think those who have struggled with acne for a long time or have a very stubborn recurrent condition, they may find they benefit from removing eggs, but you can play around with that. I think Pinterest just is a great way to get a lot of inspiration. You can type in exactly what you're looking for and get so many ideas. So I did want to share a couple that I have seen that have been looking real good. For one, I absolutely need to learn how to make the Marry Me Chicken recipe. This is chicken in a sun-dried tomato, quote unquote, cream sauce. It's non-dairy cream sauce, but it just looks so cozy. It has lots of herbs on top. It says it has a sweet, tart, sun-dried tomato and fresh basil sauce with crushed red pepper flakes. Just looks so warming and delicious. I would probably have this with a side of mashed sweet potatoes. I think that sounds so good. I have also been looking at the white chicken chili soup recipe. This has no dairy, grains, or gluten. It's a creamy chicken chili. You're still getting some nice protein in there. And they topped it with cilantro, lime, and avocado. And then lastly, I am looking to make the sesame salmon. It's a paleo and Whole30 recipe. this is like a twist on a Chinese orange chicken recipe. You could use chicken or salmon. I'd like to get a little more salmon and omega-3s from wild-caught salmon in my diet. So I was going to do this with some diced pieces of salmon. You could air fry it using their sweet and savory sesame sauce. And then they sprinkled scallions and sesame seeds on top. And it just looks so good. I already had dinner, but would honestly love to make this. That is all I have for you for today's episode. I hope you guys liked these little fall skincare tips. Please let me know what kind of episode you would like to hear next. Would you like to hear from more guests? Do you like hearing from me? Do you have any specific topic requests or questions that you would like me to touch on? Leave a comment on my latest post on Instagram at @myestitessa and let me know. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. I will see you back here next week.